Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
This is day 3 of In His Steps. Today's title is Christ Comes to His Disciples. John Piper said, "If the wind is about to kill you on the sea, you could be saved by the one who walks on water." Our text today is Matthew 14, 24 through 25. But the boat, by this time, was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. Prayer is a dialogue with God. It involves both speaking your heart to God and being still to listen to what your omniscient God has to say. It's an incredible privilege to converse with the God who created you. God's nature is loving, gracious, compassionate, forgiving, and just. He desires to communicate with his disciples. That's why he teaches them to pray. While he was alone in prayer to his Father, he still knew exactly what his disciples were enduring. They had been battling a storm all night long. I'm sure they were afraid, tired, frustrated, and desperate. Yet, things were about to change when their Savior walked on the water towards them. Use your imagination for just a moment and envision being in the boat as one of his disciples, in survival mode to the point of utter exhaustion. You had been with Jesus the day prior, witnessed him feeding the masses, and even carrying a basket of leftovers to remind you of his power. In a 24-hour period, you've moved from God's leftovers to feeling like you've been left out in a squall. While Jesus did come to them by walking on water, he intentionally waited until they had struggled through the fourth watch of the night. Since Jews had only 3 watches of the night, this fourth watch refers to the Roman system of timekeeping. The fourth watch places the timeline somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m. The English Standard Version translates the distance the disciples had traveled by boat as a long way from land. In the original language, Matthew's account says the disciples were many stadia out to the lake. John's account says 25 through 30 stadia. Since a stadion is approximately 1/8 of a mile, this means the disciples were at least 3 miles from shore. This would put them close to the other shoreline if they were moving from east to west across the Sea of Galilee. All in all, these disciples had rowed against a severe storm all night and had traveled several miles through the howling wind, gale-force waves, and pouring rain. Let their dire situation remind you there is no storm so severe that it can separate you from your Savior. Jesus will walk on water to get to those who can call out his name. If you have spent a long time with the Lord, you know his timing is always perfect. If you have been a Christian for a short time, you may not yet realize that he always has a plan. Storms of life do not signify his absence. Rather, his willingness to allow you to grow in your dependence upon him. The longer you walk with Jesus, the more you understand that he always moves toward his children. Jesus is a rescuer who pursues his children. He always makes the first move to redeem, restore, and renew. It's in his divine nature to seek and save the lost, not to mention rescuing the perishing. These truths are more than enough reason for us to be passionate in our prayer life. As believers, we have access to the one who not only hears our prayers, but also answers them, and a deliverer who rescues. Our Savior seeks to meet us at our point of need. He dares to step into our desperation and display his omnipotent power. As you pray this week, realize you have the unique opportunity to pray to the God who is passionately pursuing you. Consider these questions. How does knowing God moves towards his children strengthen your desire to have a strong prayer life? Why is it important to consistently pray to God, whether you are in a storm or not? Why do you think Jesus waited until the fourth watch of the night to come to his disciples? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.